This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Starting today, people who take the high school equivalency exam will face a test that's supposedly tougher and will only be offered via computer, no more paper and number two pencil. The test was created in 1942, at first to help military veterans get higher education without forcing them to return to high school after the experience of war. Emily Hanford, education correspondent for our documentary unit here, American Radio Works, joins us. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, remind me, who takes this test?
So this is a test for people who have dropped out of high school, and it's a second chance. People taking the test are looking for an opportunity to finish what they didn't finish because they want and they need a high school credential to get a job or to go to college. And it's really huge. 12% of all high school credentials issued in the United States every year are GED certificates.
And so now an overhaul is coming to the test. Why now?
So the organization that runs the GED, it's the American Council on Education, they decided a few years ago it was time for a change. And this was part of a larger effort to raise education standards. You've probably heard about the Common Core state standards. So there's an effort going on across the country to sort of raise the stakes, raise the standards in school. So this new GED test is part of that effort. It will be less multiple choice. There'll be more writing. And the test makers say it will assess critical thinking skills in a way that the old test does not.
Well, you and I are both for critical thinking, but another key issue here is, does making the test lead to more people being prepared for the workplace of the future, right?
Right. So we do know that jobs require more skills, and this is very important to have good reading, writing, math skills. But what the research has really helped to prove is that it takes a lot more than smarts to make it on the job and even to make it in college. There are all these other skills. Persistence, working hard, getting along with people.
So you have the cognitive skills, but you also have the getting your act together in life skills.
Yeah, precisely. And those really matter. And these are things that a test, a primarily multiple choice test or any test, really don't measure. But finishing high school does measure these tests. So if you think about what it takes to finish high school, it takes a certain amount of persistence and working hard and getting along with people. And what the GED test shows is that people who pass the test have a decent level of cognitive skills, but what they don't have on average are these other skills.
The thing is, are those skills teachable?
Well, there's a lot of conversation about that, but there is a significant amount of research that indicates that they are. And the question is how to teach them and how to teach them at scale. We have almost 40 million people who don't have a high school diploma in this country. So the question is, what do we really need to do for them? And is a test enough?
American Radio Works education correspondent Emily Hanford, thank you very much.
Thank you.